You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Stephen Malloy, author of How Apps Are Changing the World. He currently works for a venture capital company in Sydney, Australia, but travels and works all over the world. He believes that the rate of technology, innovation, and change that's happening right now is the greatest we've ever seen in human history. Mr. Malloy, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, you're welcome. So if you would, kind of laying a foundation to kick things off, how would you describe your role as being?
Yeah, so basically I'm an app strategist. So I've sort of changed the company into a consulting-based company in the last year and a half. And what I basically do is help companies sort of maximize their apps and basically help with their digital strategies to sort of take them into the next level. So what we do is we help companies sort of monetize their apps or how to scale their apps or how to get more downloads. So we use a lot of things like progressive marketing. We use a lot of strategies like gamification and basically helping companies like, you know, Qantas and, you know, a lot of big Australian companies you guys may have heard of to basically help improve their apps and take it a notch up.
And was it difficult changing from a software development company to a consulting company?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was definitely a very big change because the types of clients we used to have, we would sort of work with the marketing manager or the brand manager or, you know, there was always sort of someone who was quite sort of senior in a role and was quite niche to a role. And I think from sort of changing and getting into startups, startups are probably a little bit more immature in Australia. They're probably a little bit more green than they are over in the US, but it's just their thinking is a totally different way of thinking. You know, there's a lot of stuff around agile methodology, you know, and basically being as productive as possible. And in startup world, it's all about that, you know, and the value of branding and the value and all these things are pretty much a case of let's try to keep costs to a minimum. Let's do everything we possibly can. So I kind of felt that within Australia, I felt there was a little bit of a lack of funds around the startup sort of industry in general. And, you know, a lot of the companies that I was speaking with, you know, basically wanted to do all these things, had this huge ambition. So what was happening in Australia is that actually that innovation was actually happening at the top, not at the bottom. So companies like Macquarie Bank and Deutsche Bank were having innovation divisions, and companies like that were actually setting up, you know, and even banks like Commonwealth Bank were actually setting up things in such a structure to attract, you know, that sort of startup vibe, but it wasn't coming from the bottom. So there was a few shifts and changes and stuff like that. And, you know, I've sort of found now that from working with slightly bigger companies, it's sort of much easier now.
Speaking of mobile apps, what do you see as the future of apps at this point?
Well, I mean, something that's a big thing is a sort of an expression called IoT, which is Internet of Things. And there's also another expression, Internet of Everything. And with all these apps and this, you know, constant sort of flow of communications, it's about connecting all the other devices up. So it's now starting to connect the fridge up. It's now starting to connect the car up. It's now starting to connect the television to start connecting to all the other devices. So there's another sort of expression which is really interesting. We call them enchantment items or enchantment objects. And what that are is things like your umbrella. As you're leaving, you know, to go to work, it knows that there's rain on the way and the umbrella will flash, you know, just as you're leaving because it knows to take your sort of brolly with you. So, I mean, that's on a very small scale, and then it goes right to a larger scale where you're dealing with, you know, cars, and basically as you're driving home, it can work out the traffic and how long it's going to take to get home. So by the time you get home, the heating is set to, you know, 22 degrees. The oven's already been preheated, and so it's basically making everything very efficient. And I think that's the big tidal wave that's coming in, and that's the sort of the exciting part is all the Internet of Things.
Today we're joined by Stephen Malloy, author of How Apps Are Changing the World, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Mr. Malloy, what is one tip for being successful with apps? There's so many out there that are creating a new app every day, but how do you be successful in that creation?
Yeah, so there's 1.5 million apps on the App Store, and then on the Android App Store, I think it's 1.6 million. So it's a very competitive space. I think there's a couple of rules to make a successful app is, you know, the three rules that I talk about in the book, How Apps Are Changing the World. It's pretty much, does it save you time? Does it save you money? Or is it entertaining? And as long as you've got one of those components, that's a big enough drive to actually make your app stand out. It's amazing how many apps that don't actually have those key components. I definitely think it's, you know, it is about taking a, you know, sort of a risk and really, you know, having a look at what's out there. I think in terms of the competitive space, you know, like I think basically what used to happen in the old generation was that if you were, you know, Coca-Cola and you were Pepsi and you were Schweppes, you would still do quite well with Pepsi being second best, whereas I think this is highly leveraged. And it's basically a case of, you know, it's either there's number one and there's no spot for number two. So it's highly competitive. So I kind of really think it's important to keep your app, you know, very relevant, very up to date, constantly try to keep your user engagement up, you know, an enormous amount, little components that, you know, might feel that it's a bit, you know, annoying or a little bit of a frustration, you know, really need to be ironed out. So it's kind of not really a case of launching an app and finishing an app. It's a sort of a case of getting an app out there and then improving. So I think, you know, it's probably the best thing is to start listening to, you know, as many of the different comments on the App Store, start engaging with as many, you know, sort of performance-based marketing companies as possible. And, you know, really start getting a feel to where your edge is and what's your one thing. And basically apps are just one-trick ponies. They just do one job really well. Like a weather app is very good at just weather. It's not very good at news. It's not very good at, you know, a sort of whole range of things. But it has to do its one problem it's solving extremely well.
Certainly great advice in that regard. And lastly, any advice that you would give to someone in their 20s that has a hint of entrepreneurial spirit?
Well, I think being in your 20s, I think this is probably the best time to actually take risks. Out of all the times in history, this is probably the easiest time to start up a company, to actually get a client. Like within 72 hours, you can start up a company and you can start trading with over 200 countries right now. So what's happening in many parts of the world, I think with the internet, which has been around for about 20 years, and you look at the sort of the App Store, it's only been around for about 7 years, it's really starting to make the world a lot smaller and a lot easier. Instead of just working with a, you know, company in the same city, people are now working in, you know, cities all across, you know, the, you know, sort of across Australia and across America. Well, now it's starting to engage and say, well, why do we need to even do that? Let's actually work in other parts of the world. So I sort of work with, you know, many companies and many people in different parts of the world. And once you've got really good systems set up, I think it's very easy. So I probably think take many risks. It's very easy to settle down. It's very easy to just, you know, sort of pull on back and take less risks. But I definitely think the App Store sort of encourages, and it's probably the closest thing to a meritocracy.
Certainly interesting times, and we certainly appreciate your joining us. And tell me, Mr. Malloy, how can listeners pick up your book, How Apps Are Changing the World, and how can one be in touch as well?
Sure. So it's basically available on Amazon. If you go to howappsarechangingtheworld.com, there should be a few links to the site. And then there's also the company as well, which is Lamah Studios, which is LLMAHstudios.com. And, you know, I'm happy for any consultations, totally free of charge, to, you know, sort of engage with any app developers or any app guys that have sort of launched an app and want to take it to the next level. I'm more than happy to hear from anyone.
Well, Steve, we want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here today. All the best, and look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. All right. Have a good day. Take care.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Mr. Stephen Malloy, author of How Apps Are Changing the World. And for more information and to pick up the book, visit howappsarechangingtheworld.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.